Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. As usual, let's just remember that God is right there. He's in you, you're in Him. Don't have to do anything to draw His attention to you. You don't need to do anything to please Him or to get Him to love you. It's done. It's a final, eternal relationship that you have with Him in your spirit. It's never your spirit. It's the problem. It's your soul and your body. And it's a problem that God wants you to deal with. He's not trying to get you out of your problems. He wants us all, each, to make the most out of our problems, out of our situation. Now, in the past, I've mentioned that we are kind of living in a time of great opportunity to learn about the supernatural realm. And one of the main reasons being that the supernatural realm is very active right now. There's always something going on, but the supernatural realm right now is greatly stirred up. Now, you and I don't have to worry about that, but if we don't understand, if we can't keep ourselves centered, our soul, our emotions, our thoughts, our fears, if we can't keep ourselves reminded that God is in control of all of this, and that therefore our spirit is in control of everything that's going on. The more we can do that, the more we can enjoy the process that God is leading us through. We always start with the end in mind. What is God's goal for you? That you would be one, spirit, soul, and body. Just as your spirit is one with Him, that your soul and your body would be one with your spirit. And if your spirit's one with Him, that would mean your soul and your body would also be one in Him. That's His desire for each one of us individually. And He has a purpose and plan for each one of us. He knows exactly what it will take to heal your soul, to weaken the chains, to remove the crutches, to get us out of our ruts, to learn how to live as a spirit being that has a soul, lives in a body here on this earth plane. We are here to overcome, not just out there, not just our circumstances, but also to use the abilities that we have in our soul to overcome the actual soulical nature that we have been relying on, those crutches. Because again, God gave you the soul He wants you to have. He loves it. He wants you to appreciate and value it. But your soul has picked up some really bad habits. And that's what God is letting fail. We will continue a bad habit as long as it works. So what does He do? He makes sure those bad habits don't work. That, you know, whatever they were accomplishing to protect ourselves, to control others, to control God, to divert His attention, to whatever they, you know, to protect us from experiencing pain and rejection. Whatever it is, God is going to let what may have worked yesterday may not work tomorrow. And that's God. And by His graciousness, He doesn't do everything all at once. He takes His time. He's got an order about things. But a lot of times, His order of things
from our perspective, can look like chaos. And one of the things that he's been speaking to me is don't get distracted by the chaos. And yeah, it may just be for me, but I suspect that is happens to a lot of people, that when there's a lot going on in our lives or our community or our world, that we have a tendency to rely on motivation and direction and inspiration by that chaos, by the need. And just because God shows you a need does not mean you're the one to fill that need. Hopefully, part of the process will be to be able is to develop good judgment, in other words, discernment, to be able to know what burdens we are to carry and which we are to leave for someone else to carry. Also, everyone has their own idea about what chaos is. For you, you may live in chaos. You may have a house full of kids where it's chaos every day. Well, God wants to teach each one of us how to not be a slave to that chaos, but to not reject the opportunity that lies in the chaos either. We don't want to run from our problems because God will just have to craft brand new ones. We're not going to get out of this. Whatever God wants to do in this lifetime, if he doesn't do it now, he'll do it in the next time. So we might as well embrace, this is God's plan for me. There's going to be good, there's going to be bad. A lot of times, as we start to accept what God is doing in our lives, in other words, letting those bad habits fail, a lot of times it can get so burdensome, and he starts showing us areas where we've been resisting him and insisting on doing things our own way, and whatever it is for each one of us as an individual. And we'll have a tendency to let our emotions take over, or our actions, or our thought processes. One of the things I have a tendency to do is try to understand. And so, you know, I'll always tend towards seeking out what I've called the deeper things of God. And yet what I found out is those communities that are focused on the deeper things of God, they may know the deeper things of God, but they aren't experiencing the deeper things of God. They aren't even experiencing the lesser things of God, the everyday things of God. And that what I, for myself, am accepting and embracing is that there's that simplicity in devotion to Christ where we don't need to rely, we don't need to seek out what he just gives us. You don't need to be constantly wanting more or deeper or a higher level or the next thing. Right where you are is exactly where God wants you. It's perfect. And you already have everything you need for life and godliness right now. So the question is not what are you lacking, but what are you doing with what you already have? So we're going to be looking, starting tonight, we're going to be looking at some really, really simple and practical things that will hopefully first make an impact in your relationship with God, how you relate to God, how you relate to your soul, the supernatural, and even the natural. But also give you a confidence, or at least a seed of confidence, that you can do this. That you don't need somebody to pray for you or to understand a certain scripture or to receive a particular healing or direction or divine intervention or a telegram from an angel, that any one of us, every one of us, can do these simple things, because it's not about our soul's ability to do anything. Even though our soul has the ability to be reunited with God, because that's the way our soul was created to begin with, to be reunited with our spirit, which is in God. So your soul desires to return to your spirit. And what God is doing is making that possible. He's healing your soul. He's speaking truth. He's revealing lies. He's doing whatever's necessary and removing any barrier from your soul being reunited to your spirit. What are we doing in the meantime? We're going to start really simple. We've talked so many times about, waiting and being able to have that confidence that we're hearing from him, hearing from God clearly. And depending on when you started listening to these podcasts, we've gone through different series and different discussions about how to deal with our enemies, how to deal with testing what we hear, these kinds of things. And we will be revisiting a lot of those things, maybe in different ways. But I encourage you, you're welcome to, if you don't want to wait, we've got a lot of that information on the website, and I've got some books. They all need updating because I change my mind all the time, but they give you a good basis for where we're going to be going in real practical terms, and that's at therainersclub.org. There's a 3-book series, the Eternal Life series. But we're also going to be talking more, hopefully, on the Rainers Club on Facebook. So I'll be posting these podcasts more regularly, putting out some more questions, putting more homework, and hopefully we'll be able to have some good discussions there. Because we can learn from one another. You're going to have experiences and have had experiences that others need to hear, so we can encourage one another. And it's not about who's more spiritual, because guess what? Nobody is. You're right now, you're 100% spiritual. You're not. You are never going to get more spiritual than you are right now. And you are as equally spiritual as Jesus Christ, because you are in him, and he is in you, and he himself re-spirited you. So it's not about being spiritual. It's about the soul. And as we go through this, you'll find out there are things, we're starting out real easy, real simple, for a reason, but you're going to find things that, over time, that may be hard, that you may not want to do. God may ask you to do things you don't want to do. And this is the work, the working out of our salvation. That now that our spirit is one with God, our soul isn't going to settle for its old life. Your soul is going to start shedding those bad habits on its own. And the more we can accept, this is who you are. This is who I am. I am an overcomer. I am in Christ. I am a co-inheritor, a joint heir. I am in the kingdom. You are in his kingdom right now. The kingdom is not built. It is entered. And he's drawing us. Your spirit's already in the kingdom. It's the soul that is in the process of entering. And like I said, we're going to start real simple. And one thing I've noticed right now, that this is just as a way of looking at how do we make the most of our opportunities. Right now, there's a lot of emphasis in the Christian world, maybe not where you're at, but in the circles where I pay attention and have connections and friends. There's a lot out there about, the signs of the time. No, there's an eclipse coming in April, and then an asteroid passing by, and we're having some weird weather in our particular area, and people have a tendency to be drawn by that and be going, okay, what does this mean? And I just want to say, that's fine. That's, you know, yes, God does absolutely do signs and wonders. So what? That's he always has, he always will. But why do we need that? Why are we looking for that? Why are we responding? It's because we aren't paying attention to begin with. And so my encouragement to you is be aware that as you begin to do some of these things, God might start separating you from what's going on around you. If there's any kind of chaos or turmoil, now he may increase the chaos and turmoil in your life and yet still separate you from it. So this is not necessarily a natural separation. Now, there, it may be a literal separation. You may be at work and at lunch, you know, you and friends might go out and talk about the things going on in your workplace or in your families or in, you know, your community or the world, whatever. And you come away going, you know, upset or angry or frustrated. And God might say, okay, you know, you're either going to have to manage the conversation away to something that is not chaotic or not go to lunch with them. And it's simply, it's not about anybody. It's not about you. It's not about them. It's this is an opportunity for your soul to tell yourself, which is your bad habits, and your body what to do. Your soul has power and authority over yourself and your body. And part of this process is for your soul, that's still in the process of being reunited with your spirit. But when we, again, reminder, go back to, you know, when the disciples were walking around with Jesus and they did all these miracles and Jesus commended them. You know, they were casting out devils. And, you know, they were amazed that the devils responded to them, the demons. And God said, Jesus said, greater things shall you do. But they weren't even spirit beings. They weren't even Christians yet. So that's the power of the soul, even without the spirit. Now, for you and I, we've been re-spirited. So our soul is not just being restored to what it's meant to be. It's being restored to its union with spirit. That being said, there's practicalities in what God shows us. Like when your life is chaotic, there may be things you need to change. Maybe you're going back to work. Maybe you're working too much. Maybe you're working not enough. Maybe you need to change your job. Maybe you need to get out of a relationship. Maybe you need to, you know, fill in the blank. The point being is that we shouldn't need a sign to get our house in order. And remember the areas where we can look at broadly are the usual, the three areas of concern, our relationships, our health, and our finances. And let God show, you know, pay, you know, draw your attention to any of those. And we'll be talking about some of these things. But those are things, whether you're in good times or bad times, whether there's chaos or complete calm, these are wise areas that your soul already has control and dominion over, but that God wants to use in our life to train our soul how to express power and authority. Because that's God's ultimate goal, for the power and authority of your spirit to flow from your spirit through your soul, through your body. You know, think about what Jesus was able to do. And yet he was still, you know, just a man. a perfect one, a spirit, soul, and body one, with no shadow of turning, but he still had the same characteristics that you and I do. He had a spirit, a soul, and a body. You have a spirit, soul, and a body. Now, the big difference, again, is his soul and spirit and body were perfectly united. Ours, we're getting there. Slowly but surely. So don't get distracted by the chaos, but let God reveal, if he chooses, an area in the chaos that he wants to draw your attention to so you can make change or, you know, follow through on whatever he reveals to you. And also, everyone has their own idea about what chaos is. So we're going to just get into some real practical things here. And what, in general, what we're going to talk about is basically two daily practices to schedule. And this is something, this is general. You can do with this what you want. There's nothing magic about it. You can take this and make this your own. You can do whatever you want with it. But so many people, I've heard from so many people, I don't know where to start. It's never enough. They try to do too much, and then they fall by the wayside. But again, what is our goal? That our soul be relearn how to overcome itself and its circumstances. We learn to rule over ourselves and reign over our circumstances. That's what the Reigners Club is how to rule over ourselves and reign over our circumstances. Well, how do you do that? You have to know what yourself is and what your circumstances are. It's all about you. And so the more we can participate daily in the circumstances and our surroundings, the more we can make valuable every day that we have, every circumstance. So I'm just going to go through these two sessions, I guess, and you take them for yourself, and you make what you want with them, but do them daily. And I'm going to do these two, and we can compare and see how these, what effect they have, and we're going to start with these as a foundation, and week by week we're going to add and adjust and build and give, okay, now try this, and see what works, because what works today might not work next week or next month or next year because you're different and because God is taking you in a different direction. So what we're talking about is you're going to spend at least 20 minutes. We're going to talk about a morning session of some kind and an evening session of some kind. And you can pick when the right time is for you, whether it's, you know, when you first thing when you get up in the morning or after you've had coffee or after you've sent the kids and off to school or their morning nap or whatever. Same way with the evenings. This is for you to choose because your soul is in charge of this. Your spirit is already one with God. So this, your spirit's like, check, this is all done for your spirit. Your spirit already knows everything. Your spirit doesn't need healing, doesn't need encouragement, knows all things, knows what tomorrow holds for you. It's the soul that we are trying to strengthen and cooperate with God to be reunited with our spirit. So it's going to be two 20-minute sessions, 20 minutes at least. And I use 20 minutes if it's 10 minutes for you. If you can't do 20 and it's 10, fine. But we've been talking for so long about waiting on God, waiting for him, waiting with him, and just being still and making yourself available. I'm not going to spend too much time on this now. We've talked about it many, many times, and I'm sure we will again. But 20 minutes shouldn't be a hardship. Now, if you want, you can say, okay, 20 minutes is a hardship, but I need my soul to stand up and tell my body it's not a hardship. That I'm going to, it may be hard to carve out that 20 minutes, but I'm going to do it. Because my soul is saying 20 minutes is what it needs to be. And again, just 20 minutes for both, for the morning shift and then the evening shift. Now, the other thing I encourage you to do is keep a journal of some kind. Writing it out longhand, not on the computer, not an audio thing, not something you say, but writing it out, because again, your soul is learning to tell your body what to do. And by writing it out, your soul, your mind, is taking authority over your brain. We won't go into that too much now, but keep good records. Writing it out longhand reinforces your brain, reinforces the authority over your brain. So take notes. The Lord may tell you to do something or give you an answer to a question or even ask you a question. This is your records. Your journal is going to be a real important, helpful touchstone for your walk with Him going forward. So again, in the mornings, first thing, just 20 minutes of waiting. And we could just think of yourself as suspended between the beginning of the day and the activities of the day, and you're available and you're just sort of in that mid-range. You're hovering above your life and you're just available to God. You don't have to say anything special. You don't have to be anything special or in a special place. You can be in your car 20 minutes, get to work 20 minutes early and sit out in your car. Now, you probably want to do that earlier, more than 20 minutes early, because then we're going to go to steps 2 and 3. Step 2 is you're going to ask the Lord. Lord. Now, you can say Lord or God or Father or Jesus or Holy Spirit. Whatever you want to say is fine. He answers to anything that you want to call. If you want, you know, in different, God is different, you know, names in different languages, He doesn't care. But you ask, Lord, did you visit me last night? That's the question. And try it for a while, and then if you want to change it, fine. But we'll find out why we're going to ask that question in the morning when we get to the next meeting, to the next session. So the question you're going to ask is, Lord, did you visit me last night? For now, we're going to stick with yes and no questions. And you may want to ask Him, did I miss you? Did I forget about your visit by the time I woke up? These are yes and no questions. Don't worry about apologizing for missing Him. We are simply being objective about what happened during the night. The third question for the morning is, Lord, this is basically going to give yourself homework for the day. Draw my attention 3 times today. It's best not to tell Him what to draw your attention to. But when He does draw your attention, ask, Lord, is that you? This will increase your awareness and sensitivity throughout the day. And later we'll talk about what to do next. But for right now, just develop the habit. And I'm just going to, it's going to be a rush, but I'm just going to rush through these things and to finish out, and then we'll talk about them more later. In the evening, sometime 20 minutes waiting, then you're going to ask, Lord, did you visit me today? Then, Lord, please visit me tonight. And you can just, in your head, with your presence, with dreams, or a song would be great. Best not to limit what or how He comes to you, but having suggestions will be good for you. When he does visit you at night, ask, Lord, is that you? Then just sit with him. You don't need to talk or pray or worship or anything, because our goal is to increase your awareness and sensitivity even in your sleep. And then again, write it all out. We're working on developing a habit and part of and strengthening your soul to take command, exercise power and authority over your body and over yourself. So as usual, kind of cramming things last minute, but we will build on this. This should get you enough started. And if you want to talk more, we can meet over on Facebook. Feel free to private message me, or you can always drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org. I'm always happy to receive feedback and answer questions, have discussions, you know, honest discussions about real topics. So I appreciate all the feedback I do get, and thanks for tuning in. We will be getting back together again the same time next week. Until then, this has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.